The Prime Minister is about to end his political year with a cabinet reshuffle. The Attorney General, George Brandis, will leave Parliament to become Australia's next High Commissioner to the UK, replacing former Foreign Minister Alexander Downer. For more, here's political reporter Tom Iggulden. Tom, why is the timing of this reshuffle significant?
Well, it has been a quite positive end to the year for the government, Kim. We've had the Bennelong by-election won there quite handily, and the government is looking to reset and build some momentum into next year. That said, though, of course, this cabinet reshuffle is tying up quite a few loose ends from what has been a pretty messy year up to date for the government as well. We, of course, have had the Scott Ryan move into the Senate presidency. That creates a vacancy in cabinet. We've had Fiona Nash, the deputy Nationals leader, also taken out of Parliament. She's expected to be replaced by Bridget McKenzie, the new Nationals deputy leader. And of course, we have Arthur Sinodinos, who is currently on medical leave and some doubt about his future. So George Brandis joins that list of names of people who could be and should be replaced in cabinet. And this will give the government a springboard into the new year, Kim, which will be a very important year for the government as it tries to prosecute its agenda on things like tax cuts and moving through with some other important legislation.
Now, the Attorney General is a senior cabinet position. Is there any hint who might replace George Brandis in that spot?
Two Western Australians, Kim, are in the frame here, and you'd have to say the most likely among those two would be Christian Porter. He's a former state attorney general, the current social services minister, and before that he was a prosecutor over there in Perth. It normally does go to someone with a legal background. The other Western Australian potentially in the frame, though probably less likely to take this role, would be Michaelia Cash, the employment minister. She also has a legal background, but I think the firm favourite at this stage would be Mr. Porter, Kim.
So for whoever takes over as Attorney General, what's in store for them?
Well, George Brandis has had a pretty good year as Attorney General. He did obviously usher through the same-sex marriage historic changes there and has been shepherding through also some pretty historic anti-terrorism changes. But he did introduce, shortly before the Parliament rose, a bill to curb foreign influence, and that will be the big focus for whoever does replace him next year. The influence of countries like China on local politics isn't obviously going anywhere next year, and those foreign influence laws will be something key as the government looks to burnish its national security credentials, Kim.
Political reporter Tom Iggulden.